definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, hey there! You're listening to The Martin Chronicles, a 6-part Mars Corp miniseries written, produced and edited by Definitely Human and performed by Derek Elwood. This miniseries is dedicated to all our lovely patrons who support Definitely Human Productions. If you are a fan of Mars Corp and you're hungry for more, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman and become a patron. We've already raised enough to produce monthly Mars Corp mini-episodes. With your help, we could produce a second season. You'll also get early access to new projects and exclusive content. Want to get your hands on something a bit more physical? Mars Corp has teamed up with Audiobooks on Tape to produce a USB audio cassette of Season 1, the Holiday Specials and the Martin Chronicles miniseries. For more info, go to audiobooksontape.com and search for Mars Corp. A massive thank you to everyone who has supported Mars Corp. We love you! Bye!
Hello, my old diary friend. It seems we meet again. This is the entry for Tuesday, 1st of September, 2516. Everything's going swimmingly here. Joe's up my prescription, so I'm feeling great! And I've installed a yoga machine next to my bed. I'm still getting used to it, though. I accidentally kicked the dispenser in my sleep the other night, and I woke up covered in kiwi whip. I didn't know that was my kink, but hey, you learn something new about yourself every day on Mars. Outside of here, on the rest of the base, things are awful. Tom is getting more and more fanatical about the manual. There's rumours of an orange flogging surplus equipment he's getting from the departments, and Simon might actually be worse at science now than when I put him in charge of it 10 years ago. I actually had to go to David Knight to find out what to do about the badger that took over the school on level 5 3 weeks ago. It almost dragged an orange in there the other day. I'd forgotten about David, to be honest. I have to say, though, he's a very considerate prisoner. So polite and friendly. Really, he causes no trouble at all. I'd like to let him out, but I don't think the Martians have quite forgiven him yet. Anyway, we agreed to cede the level 8 gym to the Badger in exchange for our score and a 10-year truce. But with any luck, I'll be gone by then, and it'll be someone else's burden to renegotiate with it. Jonathan Kingsley is being an absolute pain in the bum. He's really off his rocker these days. I mean, he's always been a few glasses short of a bottle, but honestly, I think he might have brain parasites or something. I reluctantly went to the renewal of the agreement of the mine last Friday. First time I left my office in months, but it couldn't be avoided, sadly. When I got to that gaudy carbuncle they call a base, it was the usual battle of wills with Jonathan. He made a joke about my clothes, I made a joke about his moustache, he poked fun at my baldness, I poked fun at his recent stroke. The signing ceremonies are getting more and more ridiculous. This year he read some awful poetry at a feast he put on and offered to flood my room with Ultra Aid so we could all wallow in its caffeine and sugar goodness. I convinced him just to do karaoke instead. I mean, it's just a bloody contract. 10 years ago he simply emailed it over and I emailed it back and that was that and no one had to leave their office. God knows what he's going to do next year. I'm dreading it already. When I got back on the Sunday, with a huge headache, heart palpitations, and extreme paranoia thanks to that Ultra Aid swill, I was looking forward to a nice bath of microwave water, a disposable book, and 20 milligrams of diazepam, only to find the base up in arms over resources telling everyone that supplies for the Vendibots would be reduced for a non-specific administrative reason. According to one of my little piggies, word got out that I'd left the base when I wasn't in for a senior management meeting to discuss a wear a silly hat to work day. Resources then started making all these announcements about shortages and requisitions and confiscations. They even enslaved some oranges for what they called exterior departmental expansion. Fortunately, I got back in time and managed to restore order by imposing 24-hour shifts on everyone, after which they were too tired to be angry. Their yip shenanigans, the ban on curly straws, and now this? I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to confront them, by which I mean undermine and crush and obliterate them totally, so that not even their parents could say for sure they ever existed. Or demote them and put someone else in charge. Either or. It's not going to be easy. Because of their vault setup and their strict departmental rules, I've got almost no information on what they're up to. Unlocking their secrets is going to require unprecedented sneakiness and genius from me, and I'm going to need help. Not Baxter. He needs to be focused on my daily smoothie routine and taking the abuse aimed at me. No, I need someone else. Someone who reports to me but can act with apparent autonomy. Someone to distract resources while I lay the groundwork for their demise. Someone unallied to any department. A clean skin. I need an earthling. We have a few thousand of the jellied humans from Earth stored around the base. It seemed there were occasional arrivals for about 50 years after the base was established, and then absolutely nothing until 100 or so years ago when a bunch arrived at the same time. I guess they were trying to get away from whatever was happening on Earth, looking for salvation on Mars. I've been going through their files, and most are pretty unremarkable. But there is one that stands out. Her files show she was one of the first to arrive after the mission was launched. Her Happiness Inc. files show she was a bit of a rising star with a bunch of quick promotions, but things got a bit bumpy when she was assigned to the Clean Energy Division. Most of whatever went on has been blanked out in her file, but it does seem to show she discussed issues with the chairman directly. Soon after she did this, she was offered a chance to work on the Mars Corp mission with a big bonus for going. She blasted off in 2071, but the strange thing is there's no record of her arriving on the Mars Corp system. It just says craft not received, pod not received, subject's whereabouts unknown. But get this, her pod did arrive. Baxter found her when he was cataloguing the Alphabetti Spaghetti. It was taking longer than usual because I'd instructed him to open every tin, sort the pasta out into piles, and repackage them, with each tin containing a single letter type. Well, he was beavering away like a busy, busy bee when a shelf of powdered custard collapsed, revealing the bright, angelic glow of a suspended animation pod. It smells like destiny to me! And get this, even more. Her pod system status screen said, do not revive. WTF, right? I think she could be the one. She's clearly not an idiot, and she must be a company woman if she took the mission in the first place. She'll take one look at resources, and the mine, and the rest of the base for that matter, and would start stepping on all sorts of toes. God, think about it! Everyone could be so distracted with her flipping over rocks and getting in people's grills that I'll be free to do whatever I want! I've told Baxter to prepare her pod for the reanimation operation, and I've assigned Jim Lake to be her dog's body. His lovely ways should stop people totally hating her. Oh, yes. This is good. This is very good. Finally, I can get rid of Albrecht and his idiot helpers and start pushing through Project Titan. Mars Corp took away everything I cared for other than myself. I will not let that have been for nothing. When my last shift ends and my time at Mars Corp is done, people will say, he did something. I'll show them a better way. I'll bring the joys of Earth to Mars and in the process throw off the ridiculous customs and traditions they have. I will stand with them on a green clifftop looking out across a blue ocean, which will be called the Martlantic, with the Mediterranean being the other one, and they will know Martin Mann. With his sacrifice, he made this. Get ready, Mars! There's gonna be some changes round here! Emily Lexi Hobb, welcome to Mars Corp.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.